to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan. And if you were listening in episode 1 of season 9, then you know that I've been on a tele search. Now, I've been playing that American Deluxe tele that I had bought. Sold it to my friend at church. And I've been pestering him for to buy it back. I'm like, dude, you got to sell me this guitar. Man, I said, the only reason I sold it was because I needed to pay bills at the station. I said, if it wouldn't have been for that, I wouldn't have got rid of it. He said, yeah, man. He said, it fits you. I barely play it. He said, it's a nice guitar. I said, yeah, it sure is. And my whole purpose of buying it was I was going to make a B-bender out of it. I got it to make a B-bender out of it. Now, that particular model guitar was only made 6 years, from 2004 to 2010. That was a 2009 model. And it played great. And if you want to see it, go watch the video on YouTube. It's the one I'm playing in the video, He's Coming Back. That's the guitar I'm talking about. So he says, man, I don't think I could sell it because it was a gift to me from my grandmother, my grandfather, which is the pastor of our church. And they bought it, from him. I said, you want me to ask him? He says, no. No. But he said, you can play it for as long as you want. Now, here's the thing. That's fine. But if you're a guitar player, you need your own guitar. You got to have it. It's not the same thing as just playing somebody else's because it's not yours. It's like borrowing somebody's girlfriend. And finding a new guitar is a lot like dating. It just is. It's the best way I can put it. When you're checking out guitars, it's like finding a mate, because you're going to spend a lot of time with this mate. You're looking for the one. That's how it is. You're looking for the one because you're gonna have this thing hanging on you all the time. You're gonna be holding it. Her. They're hers to hims. You're going to be holding her. You're going to be caressing her in your arms. You're going to be, you're going to have her hands around her neck all the time. It's a she. And it's like dating. Because you're going to know if you're going to spend all this time with her. You got to know that she's the one. So she's got to feel right. She's got to feel right in your arms. She's got to feel in your hand. You got to know. When she's hanging on your neck, you got to know that. Oh, yeah, that's my baby. So it's a process. I already know this one fits. We done dated already. She might be a little upset with me because I let her go, but she'll come back. She'll forgive me. Because she feels right at home, too, when I'm playing her. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember this. Y'all laughing, but it's really how it is. So I'm hounding him. I was like, man, you really gotta sell this to me. He's like, man, and he's like, no. I'm figuring, okay, this, I really gotta start looking for a guitar. I really need to find one. So I'm talking to a friend of mine on the phone, and I'm telling him about my red guitar, because he always made comments about it earlier on, because I hadn't picked it up in a long time. Now, this was a couple of years, well, I say a couple of years, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, because I hadn't started playing yet again, and I picked it up one day, and we were together and started playing. He said, you changed when, he said, your whole body language, everything changed when you put that red guitar on. He said, He said, really did. He said, man, he said, you started, he said, everything was different. I said, huh? He said, yeah. He said, your whole, he said, just changed, man. He said, you changed. I said, yeah, I guess because, you know, I'm so comfortable with it. And that's what I played for. I played it so much that it was just like, you know, old hat. He said, yeah, man. He said, just really, you could tell. And so I always remembered that, him saying that. And he called. So that day I was belly aching or milly mouthing money I spent because I know I needed a telly. Now, I didn't think he was going to sell it. And I'm like, man, if I had that $500 back, you know, and I got basically $300 left from the, you know, $1,000 that I put up for the guitar, that would be $800. I could go get me a telly. I could get something. You know, I could get something. So since I'm figuring I'm not going to be able to get the telly from him, he's not going to sell it. Then I started thinking, man, I'm out $500 with a broken guitar. If I had that $500, I got $300 left from the $1,000. I'd have $800 to put towards the telly. I could buy one. I'm like just aggravated. And what I'm doing is I'm just having a mealy-mouthing pity party type thing. You know, like, so my buddy calls me afternoon, the one I'm telling about the red guitar. I said, man, you never believe. You know, what's going on? We got to talk. I said, man, you never believe me. I said, I'm in the market for it. I said, I got to find a telly now. And I start telling him about the red guitar. He said, really? He said, ah. Oh. I said, man, look, it's terrible. I said, and I went through the whole story with the holes in it and everything else. I said, it's just awful. And I said, I thought the dude was going to sell me mine back, but he's not. So I said, now I got to, you know, get on a search for a telly. He said, well, I'll help you look around, man. I'll help you look around. That afternoon, he comes in, and he got a guitar for Christmas. It was a Murphy Gibson. And if you don't know about those, go look those up. Those are phenomenal. And J45. He brought it by so I could see it and play it. Man, it sounded awesome. But that wasn't all he brought by. He brought by a Telecaster. It was a Brad Paisley road worn Telecaster. It was a 2020 model. And it was brand new with the plastic still on the pick guard. He said, man, he said, listen. He said, check this out. He said, if you like it, he said, I want to bless you with it. I'm like, what? He said, yeah. He said, if you like it and it fits you, because he knows he's a guitar player. He said, if you like it and it fits you, then I want to bless you with it. He said, if not, no problem. You know, he said, just give it back. But he said, if it does, man, I want to bless you with it. I'm like, it's a $1,500 telly. It's a far cry from $800. It's a real deal. And I'm like, and he also wrote me a check too for $500. The money that I was out, right? You talk about tell God I was sorry. I got the American Deluxe here I'm playing, which fits really well. It plays well. It's really, really nice guitar. And then he brings me this thing, which is beautiful. Now, it looks great. But I got to play it because I don't know yet, right? It's like speed dating now. So I'm playing it, and I took it home and I played it. I played it for 3 hours without even realizing. I hadn't played like that in a while. And I brought it to church and played it that Sunday morning. And I was still wasn't sure yet. And I'm going back and forth with it and the other one. And I get to church that Sunday morning, the next following Sunday after playing it. The next Sunday, the dude tells me, he says, I talked to my grandmother and my grandfather. I can sell you the guitar. So he can say, I can sell you the deluxe now. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm still in the courting phase of the guitar. So I found a setting on my amp. Because you get these downloads. I found one. And I was playing the new Telly, the Brad Paisley one. And it sounded so good. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. wait. And I'm like, oh, man, that's sweet. And even my buddy, he plays guitar at church too. He looked at me. He said, man, that sound. I said, yeah, I downloaded it. It's one of the sounds up in the amp, you know. He said, man, he said, it really sounds good. I said, sound good with this guitar. I said, yeah, it does. And then that's when I knew. I'm like, okay. And then that's when I knew. I'm like, me and you going to do good together. Me and you going to be just fine. So the search for the Telly was over. And it wasn't because I was blessed with it. It wasn't because, oh, you know, just because it was given to me. That was a huge thing. It really was. But it, given to me or not, if it didn't fit, I would have had to give it back. Because there's no use in keeping a guitar if it doesn't fit you. That's pointless. You got to love what you play. It's got to fit you. This one fits. I played it enough to know that it's going to work. And the tone was just, it was cool. So the Lord blessed me with the Telly and gave me what I was out, because I was so disgruntled about having to spend all that money on that. That's just how good God is. New Telly, and was able to meet the need, though. I had a need arise. And I was able to meet the need because of that extra funding. So praise the Lord. I just want to thank him. And thank my buddy, too. Because that was a blessing. You know, I say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for yakking away. But he knew. He knew. He always knows. And he cares. Just let me leave you with that today. He cares. He cares about you and the things you go through. And it's true. He will supply your need according to his riches and glory. I needed a Telly in order to continue the ministry. I needed one for my own. I needed my own Telly, not to borrow one. I needed my own. And he delivered exceedingly and abundantly. Well, I'm going to leave you right there. When we come back, episode 4, I'm going to tell you how the new furniture put my wife in the emergency room. Yep. That's the kind of furniture it is. Put her in the ER. Make sure and check out thehunterlogan.com, HLE Radio. Go to my YouTube channel. I'll see you.
Oh, preacher now.